You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
I don't know what it is. It's just refreshing to hear people talking candidly and from the heart in the middle of an election year. You heard our little microcosm of Lake County, Ohio there speaking about the election. You can go to thetakeaway.org to hear it again. But let's step back. How important is Ohio? Smaller than decisive Florida, but with lower voter turnout than Midwestern neighbor to the north, Wisconsin, it's the diversity and demographic turbulence in the Buckeye State that makes it such a good predictor. Ohio on the winning side of every presidential election since 1964. Ohio may be the most focused focus group in U.S. electoral politics. Who thinks that? Well, Nate Silver, the ultra-brain polling guru from our partner, The New York Times, tweeted this. Ohio, just by itself, now has a 40% chance of determining the Electoral College winner, about as important as the next four states combined. That's Nate Silver's view. High praise or high stakes in Ohio, eh, Herb Asher?
Exactly.
Professor of political science at Ohio State University. You are a Buckeye, sir. Welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here.
So what do you think?
Actually, it sounds like 2004 all over again, where everybody was saying as Ohio went, so would go the election. And, of course, George Bush carried Ohio in 2004 by a narrow margin, and indeed he was reelected. And I think Nate Silver is right. I think Ohio is probably the critical state. You know, obviously Florida, Virginia, and other states are going to be very, very important. But all you have to do is be in Ohio, see the volume of television commercials, mailings, candidate visits, and you'll get a real sense that there is a campaign going on here. I talk to friends in New York and California and Texas, and I tell them it's too bad they don't have a presidential campaign going, and I invite them to come to Ohio to witness a presidential campaign.
So you're in Columbus, which is where
that's OSU, correct.
Is, right? And
that's sort of
the high-tech centrist part of the state. Take us around the state map-wise, red and blue.
Okay, northeastern part of the state, Cleveland, Akron area, that's probably the part of the state, the old industrial part of the state. In many ways, it resembles parts of New Jersey and New York. I'm originally from northern New Jersey, very Democratic area. Northwestern part of the state includes Toledo, again, a major city, very Democratic area. If you go down the western border of the state, along the Indiana border, agricultural, rural, pretty Republican area. Southwestern Ohio, if you focus on the Cincinnati-Hamilton County area, Democratic, but you go outside of Hamilton County, and you will be in a number of rapidly growing ring counties like Butler County and Warren County that are very, very Republican. And in fact, what we're seeing here in Ohio in general, when you get to central Ohio, Franklin County, the home of Columbus, has been trending Democratic in recent years. But around Franklin County are some very, very heavily Republican counties, including Delaware County, a ring county that is growing rapidly. And then you have southeastern Ohio, which really doesn't have a major city per se. It's what we might call our Appalachian region. It's a culturally conservative region. It's a region that is undergoing a lot of economic distress. It has supported Democrats in the past, but probably would not be very supportive of President Obama. It was not that supportive last time. So what you really have in Ohio is a very complicated state, and you find here that you have multiple media markets, you have multiple field organizations. So it really is a challenging state. But I think, as you said before, it really is it's a very diverse state. Compared to most other states, you know, we have an agricultural economy, an old industrial economy. We have a high-tech economy. We have everything.
And you also have an economy that's improving in the short term, actually running ahead of the trends in the United States. Let me just re-ID you again. Professor Herb Asher is professor of political science at Ohio State University. He definitely knows his stuff as far as the map of Ohio is concerned. What about the psyche? You heard those folks from Lake County speaking at the beginning of the program there. Here are people who are very different politically, but very tolerant of each other's points of view.
Yeah, I think by and large, Ohio is a moderate state. Maybe moderate, slightly right of center, some areas of great Democratic strength, but that doesn't mean all the Democrats are very liberal, areas of Republican strength, but not all Republicans are extremely conservative. So I do think candidates in Ohio typically do better when they are seen as within the broad center. But you made a very important point just before, and that really is about the Ohio economy. historically, when the nation goes into a recession, Ohio's recovery lags behind. That's not the case today.
Mm.
And so, in fact, Ohio is doing better than the national average. And so it's an interesting dynamic because we have a Republican governor in John Kasich who is extolling the virtues of the Ohio economy, and we are doing better. And so, in fact, and he will claim that his policies are responsible for that. Obviously, the Democrats and the president will be talking about the importance of the auto rescue package or the auto bailout, whichever term you want to use. And the automobile industry is very, very significant in Ohio, not just the manufacturers but the suppliers. And so what you really have here in Ohio is actually an economy that's doing better. We now have discovered that we have lots of shale gas, and that's an emerging energy source. But I think there's a little bit more reason for optimism in Ohio than there might be elsewhere. So when Governor Romney talks about how grim the economy is, that's not exactly the message here in Ohio
that rings true,
at least in certain parts of the state.
Let me very quickly put you on the spot, Herb. Can Kasich, the Republican governor, deliver the state for Romney, or can the cities, Cleveland and Toledo, deliver the state for Barack Obama?
It's not that simple. And in fact, the Democrats have to run an 88-count plan, even though they're going to focus on the urban areas. And the Republican Party organization will have to decide how hard they're going to be working on behalf of Governor Romney. I think it's going to be a very close state, as you're suggesting.
Fascinating. Herb Asher, professor of political science at Ohio State University. Later this hour, we'll be discussing Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer's return to work at that difficult, challenging company after just 2 weeks of maternity leave. What do you think?
Kudos to Yahoo for recently hiring a mom-to-be. I don't think Marissa Meyer knows really what she's in for, but it's not for us to judge whether or not she goes back to work. I don't think we would be judging a man going back to work after the birth of a child.
Thanks to Philomena from Westchester County for weighing in right here in New York State. We always want to hear from you. You can share your comments at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Weigh in on this conversation or anything else you hear.